USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Now, he's testifying before the group in his response to the Mueller report. Shortly after Barr released a summary letter about the report, Special Counsel Robert Mueller wasn't too happy and wrote a letter to the Attorney General voicing some concerns about the letter. The AG says he spoke to Mueller after receiving that letter.
I called Bob and said, you know, what's the issue here? Are you and I asked him if he was suggesting that the March 24th letter was inaccurate. And he said no, but that the press reporting had been inaccurate and that the press was reading too much into it.
Venezuelans are taking to the streets today in what opposition leader Juan Guaido claims to be the largest march in their history. This comes after Guaido called for Venezuelan military forces to take out President Nicolas Maduro. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
The South Central U.S. is cleaning up after dozens of tornadoes tore through the region. Severe thunderstorms rolled across the region Tuesday, bringing hail, floods, and tornadoes. At least 25 tornadoes were reported across Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. So far, no reports of any fatalities. Texas lawmakers are trying to reduce penalties for having and smoking marijuana, but the effort faces an uncertain future, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Texas House has approved a bill to make possession of less than an ounce of marijuana a Class C misdemeanor, and that would bring it the same penalty as traffic tickets. The bill would also let people ticketed for minor pot possession seek to have the conviction cleared after 1 year. But the bill now goes to the state Senate, and that's where Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick controls the agenda. And Patrick said as recently as last month, he strongly opposes weakening any laws against marijuana.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
As the calendar turns from April to May, many folks are wondering what sort of weather we can expect for the next month. Well, I had a chance to chat with AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg.
Kind of looks as if the Northwest is going to be on the warm and dry side of the ledger, and it looks like most of the nation from the Mississippi Valley on east will also be somewhat warmer than normal. Not necessarily excessively hot, but just on the warm side of normal. The place that looks to be coolest will be from the western plains into the central and southern Rockies in the southwest, where temperatures could average 2 to maybe 3 degrees below normal for the month of May. As we look at precipitation across the country, we're expecting this wet weather pattern that we've been seeing across the southern plains to persist into the month of May, and probably along the western Gulf Coast, maybe into Florida, and also above normal precipitation across the central and southern Rockies. By contrast, there may be some good news. Those areas that have been very beleaguered with a lot of wet weather across the Midwest and Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic states should gradually see a downturn of precipitation and maybe actually have a period of dry weather mid to late month.
And finally, New York City has a road named after Sesame Street to honor the iconic show's 50th anniversary. Mayor Bill de Blasio, Big Bird, and the cast and characters are on hand in the Upper West Side, where they renamed 63rd Avenue by Broadway Sesame Street. Sesame Street has been filmed in Queens since the early 1990s. You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is your weather report. It is 56 degrees and overcast outside right now, in case you don't have a window handy. It is a little bit humid, but not too shabby. We do have a chance of showers after 2 p.m. today. Cloudy with a high near 57. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., and then it'll be continued showers after that. Going into Thursday, more showers, more possible thunderstorms, high near 77, though, okay? Watch out for thunderstorms, though. There's a really good chance of that. Bring your umbrella. Thursday night, we're looking at still some more rain with a low about 53. Might be able to sleep with the windows open a little bit. Friday, chance of showers again before noon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. I feel like I'm repeating myself. Friday night, showers likely with a chance of a thunderstorm. We're going to have some volatile cloud formations coming through, I guess. They don't like Hunterdon County. The weekend, Saturday, showers are likely, mostly cloudy. I'm going to call it mostly sunny right now because I'm an optimist, with a high near 72. Saturday night, low around 55. And Sunday, I'm going to call mostly sunny, showers likely with a high near 66. So that's your weather report. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the outstanding, the stupendous, the fantastic Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020. That is our phone number. That is the number that will help you change your life. I say that every week, and I mean it more today than I did when I first started the broadcast. Whatever your goals are, health and fitness, getting stronger, losing weight, gaining confidence, getting more energy, we are here to help you out. We're located at 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey, right at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. And right now, we are setting up for our summer jumpstart program. Starts May 6th. It's a five-week abbreviated jump into summer program. You will not want to miss this. You have any questions about that, you call that number, 908-627-7020. Somebody on Team Clinton will help you out. And speaking of Team Clinton, I'm going to give shout-outs, okay? First of all, we got Ron and Lauren Adelstein. They are the driving force, the visionaries that are behind the Max Challenge of Clinton. And we have the amazing Jillian, the awesome Sarah, the fantastic Kim, the stupendous Terry up at the desk. We have Scotty. We have Christine. We're growing here. That's what we do. And let me tell you something. Oh, I see Kathy is watching us now. Hey, Kathy. The Kathy that's watching us is actually one of our finalist champions, one of our challenge champions. So thanks for watching, Kath. So we have this jumpstart coming up. It's a five-week program. Starts May 6th. It is definitely something you want to check into. And, of course, we still have our 10-week programs, which I still think is the best value out of everything because you get all of the nutrition and everything going into it. But we can explain that when you give us a call. And my name's Mark. I keep forgetting to introduce myself. I am your host and chief motivator today. And since it's only the second show since I got married, I have to give a shout-out to my wife, Susan. I love you, honey, whether you're watching or not. and that's the running joke. I love you if you're watching, and I love you if you're not. So let's see. I got just over 2 minutes here. There's so much going on right now, and I got such a special show. And, in fact, my excitement level went through the freaking roof before we even got here today because I met my wonderful guest, Robbie Lynn, for coffee, well, tea, We both had tea today, didn't we? There's going to be like a dozen comments about me drinking tea coming up because they all know I'm the coffee guy. I got to figure out which microphone you are, Robbie Lynn. Say something. Say hi.
Hi.
No, that's not it. Try it again.
Hi.
Okay. Again.
Hi.
Am I having technical difficulties here?
Not yet.
No, not yet. You know what? I might have to switch microphones for you during commercial.
Okay.
So, anyway, Robbie Lynn says hi. In fact, one of our super duper instructors, Kim, is here. And, you know, I keep forgetting this, and I shouldn't do this, and I feel bad about this. Our fantastic lead instructor, Megan, who just had a beautiful, beautiful little baby just a few weeks ago. She's out on leave right now. Hi, Megan. I don't want to ever forget Megan because she's an integral part of the team. And look forward to seeing you on the 11th there. Why are you giving me all those surprise faces, Kim? I see it. See, this is the interactive part here. So, listen, I'm going to take an early commercial break so I can solve our technical difficulties here from my beautiful and wonderful guest, the amazing Robbie Lynn from Chic Cycles and the Red Mill Retro Ride. We're going to be talking about the Retro Ride, and we're going to talk about tons of other things, and especially our passion for cycling. The physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, prayerful, meditative benefits of cycling. So I'm going to jump to an early commercial so I can take care of this. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. Don't you go away. See you soon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back. People who are watching on Facebook are seeing me scramble around here trying to get things ready here. We had a bum microphone, and it's live television, folks. And yes, Kim, I had already 3 cups of coffee, and I thought, you know, some organic green tea with no sugar would be really yummy, and it was extremely yummy. So thank you for that. Okay. Now say hello, Robbie Lynn.
Hi.
There we go. Now everybody can hear you. So my guest in studio today is Hunterdon County resident, lives over in Annandale, right?
Yes.
And This is going to be a really great conversation, and it's, I think this is going to take some different avenues here. So I am in the studio with Robbie Lynn Mwangi.
Mwangi, yes.
Mwangi. I was practicing.
So close.
So close. And Robbie Lynn is the owner of Chic Cycles, and she basically restores vintage bicycles by appointment only, okay? And also, she is one of the tour guides over at the Red Mill. You're a member of the education staff.
Yes.
And now, was the retro ride your idea?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, there we go. See, I like giving credit where credit is due. And the retro ride is coming up, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. So please, thank you for being here today. Thank you for putting up with a little bit of the craziness. We have a lot to talk about. I think the most important thing that everybody needs to know right off the bat is that tickets are still available to ride the retro ride in Clinton. And before I even get into that, because we talked a little bit about the different route things, it's a different route this year than it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll talk about that too. And I was there last year with my wife, and it was a fantastic day. Fantastic day.
It really was.
It was beautiful. So, first of all, please share with us how Chic Cycles accidentally came into existence.
2016, I was recovering from surgery and needed something to do. Obviously, when you need to get healthy, and exercise is absolutely key to mm-hmm. healthy recovery. I wanted to find something that I would want to do for the sake of doing it, not just because, oh, I have to go exercise.
Yeah.
And of course, my father had rehabbed secondhand bikes for most of my family, and I kind of wanted to get back to riding. So my dad helped me fix up this cute little blue cruiser that I bought on my own.
Sure.
And we had a blast working on it. He taught me a whole lot of things, and then we went for a ride. Mm-hmm. And I came home going, that was awesome. That was amazing. I mean, you know, it had been since I was a child till, you know, 2016 that I had been on a bike.
Mm-hmm.
I came home going, that was awesome. That was amazing. How I love this. That's the wrong bike for me. I mean, it was huge. I almost hit a tree. I was, you know, trying to control this massive bike. And my dad said, I know. You had to ride it to figure that out, you know.
Yeah.
And so I ended up selling it so that I could buy another bike and made a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Did the same thing with his help, fixed the next one, not quite right, sold it for a profit. And then I was looking for a bike for myself and found something cool that I wasn't going to ride it, but it was a really neat bike for a good price. And it just needed a few things, and I knew how to do now what it needed. And I thought, maybe I can find someone who'll ride this. You know, I can rescue this bike and find someone else who can ride it. And I rescued it. And then one of my friends saw some pictures, and she was like, I'll pay for that. And that's kind of how it happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Accidentally. My husband was out of the country at the time, and, you know, when he came home, he had a wife who was recovering from surgery, and when he came home, he had a wife who was running a bike business and riding every day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The pleasant surprise. Pleasant surprise. You want to give a shout-out to Pete?
I do. Hi, honey.
Yeah. I know.
You'll see this recorded later.
That's right. You know, and she watched your broadcast over in Kenya, Pete. She told me. So you have to watch this whole show now, okay? There's a quiz afterwards. So.
Absolutely.
Your position over at the Red Mill, how did that come about? How did you find this place and, you know, kind of go into this position as a tour guide? And what was it about the Red Mill itself that just grabbed your heart?
Oh, you know, when we were looking for a place to live, we were renting in Somerset County, and I always wanted to come to Hunterdon County and Clinton. And I would come shopping at the Clinton Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
And my husband would laugh at me because he'd be like, there's three Walmarts closer to us than that. But I wanted to be in this area. So when we were looking for a new rental, I was like, I'm going to look in the Clinton area. That's where I want to be.
Sure.
And a lot of it was because of Clinton and the Red Mill and just everything about it.
Yeah.
And of course, I'd like the Facebook pages so I could see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, a Facebook job popped up, tour guide at the Red Mill. And immediately, I knew I want to do that.
Sure.
And I'm very blessed in that my husband encourages me to do what makes me happy.
There you go.
So he encouraged me to go ahead and go after it. It's phenomenal. It's a wonderful experience. 4,000 school children a year come from all over New Jersey to tour the mill.
Nice.
And we get to wear colonial costumes to demonstrations.
Very
or
cool.
Turn-of-the-century costumes if we're doing the one-room schoolhouse.
Yeah.
And then there's just so many levels of history at the Red Mill. There's certainly colonial program is very popular, but the Industrial Revolution and mm-hmm. the story of immigration mm-hmm. was played out right there on the south branch of the Raritan River. And you can go and see what built New Jersey, what built America, just right there on that 10 acres.
I love it. I love it. Before I even forget, if you're watching live on Facebook, you have a question for Robbie Lynn or a comment, whether it's about the Red Mill, Clinton, cycling, whatever, just go into the comment section and I will be able to see it so you can interact with us and we'll see if we can get to everything going on forward. It is something magical about this little town, Clinton.
It really is.
And there's almost no explanation that it kind of defies logic, this magic that brings people in and gets your heart.
Yeah.
When we're talking about the history of the Red Mill, what's the first thing that you would pop into your head that if nobody knew about it, the small things are always in the details. Something about the Red Mill that most people don't know, that when they get there, you're going to tell them and they're going to be like, wow, I could never picture that or I didn't know that. I know I'm throwing you right on the spot here.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. There's so many things that are coming into my head. The idea that the – and I love when I'm teaching, when I'm giving a tour – of the mill itself to kids, and I mean mm-hmm. second graders to fifth graders, they all get engaged with this, which is you see the wheel on the outside and the axle coming into the building, connecting to a whole series of massive wooden gears mm-hmm. with more axles changing direction, and explaining to them that the energy of the river mm-hmm. gets transferred through this series of axles and wheels and gears, and running multiple axles simultaneously through four floors. And the idea that really when it's humming, mm-hmm. this mill was one giant machine doing mm-hmm. so many things simultaneously without one computer chip
right.
and no electricity. I think a lot of people see the building and it's cute,
mm-hmm.
But they don't understand that it's a marvel of human ingenuity. You
100%
know?
Engineering.
And preserved for us to see.
Yeah.
You know. But actually, I just thought of something better.
Oh, please.
The reason the Red Mill has the unusual roofline.
Yeah.
So our little roofline with that jut out that we call the monitor, that's not typical for a mill.
Mm-hmm.
Although, because we're one of the most photographed buildings in America, I think a lot of people think it is typical.
I could see that.
But I always ask the kids why they think we have that little house on top of the roof. And they have hilarious answers like, oh, some little man lives up there, you know, that sort of thing. But the answer is that they installed a piece of machinery on the top floor that actually was too big for the space, and their solution was to cut a hole in the roof and then build a little house around it.
And that's it.
So ingenuity, just making it work.
One of my mottos at the Max Challenge at Clinton is whenever we need to is improvise, adapt, and overcome. It's the
exactly.
Marine Corps motto, and that works. That totally works. I got to give a shout out to Megan, our lead instructor. She signed on. You missed my shout out to you earlier, Megan. So there you are, Megan. And Kathleen, I see you. I like your new hat, by the way, Kathleen. Sorry. I'm trying to figure out, do we talk about our passion for cycling or the retro ride first? Why don't we talk about the retro ride first, and then we'll talk about some cycling and some personal stuff. So
sounds good.
Tell the entire audience date, time, cost, route.
Okay.
There
great.
We go.
So, Red Mill Retro Ride is on May 18th.
Mm-hmm.
We have a rain date of June 2nd, mm-hmm. although I checked the Farmer's Almanac and, you know, it looks good.
Okay.
May 18th, the riders will check in and have a little bit of a riders reception mm-hmm. from 9:30 to 10.
Okay.
And then start the ride at 10 as a group, one whole group riding,
okay.
which was one of the changes from last year. Last
right.
year was our first retro ride, so this is our do-over
there you go.
to refine it.
Improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Exactly. Refine things. What can we do better? We were discussing that at last year's Retro Ride.
Yeah.
At the same time, we have Market Space Vendor events coming with 20 curated, handcrafted artisans on the property for the whole day.
Nice.
The ride route is around Clinton, just the downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Walk across the Pony Bridge, down Main Street to Lee Street. Turn left up Lee until we get to the Halsted Bridge. We're going to just go into that. There's a little butterfly garden right over the Halsted Bridge.
I remember that, yeah.
Have a little break there, take some pictures, and then back down Lower Center Street, past the Art Museum, back over the Pony Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have ride marshals, traffic marshals with us that will be managing, helping us manage traffic.
Cool.
And we're going to go across 22 to the Lansdowne Trail.
Lansdowne.
Lansdowne Trail is a rail trail.
Yeah.
It actually is, which is one of the things I love about cycling, is getting to explore rail trails.
Yes.
So it's our very own rail trail. It has a huge historic significance to the Red Mill because so much of the what was produced from the mill and the quarry was actually moved on that railroad.
Ah, there you go.
So the station is actually there at Fox Lumber. You can see it when you go by.
Yeah, that's right.
That's about 2-ish miles. So the whole route will come together at about 4 once we're there, about 5 miles once we're there and back.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ride all the way to the end to Lower Lansdowne Road and have a nice little break there.
Mm-hmm.
And Velocity, a cycling studio, is actually going to take a hold of that part and have some little treats for people when we get to the end there. And then back to the Red Mill for a picnic and award ceremony.
Fantastic. Fantastic. This is a really fantastic story, but one day when I was riding down there, and like I had shared with Robbie Lynn, Lansdowne Trail, when I got my very first, as an adult, first mountain bike, Lansdowne Trail was the first place I rode.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it existed until I did kind of a Google search behind Fox Lumber. And... the first time I did 10 miles, I just rode back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until I got 10 miles on my odometer. But Lower Lansdowne Road, I was riding down that one day, and this is going back a number of years, and as Lord is my witness, this eagle came down and was maybe 20 feet above the road, just flying right and went right over me. It was a spectacular sight. Of course, I couldn't get my cell phone, which is a 21st century thing to do. But hey, Kayla, I see you. That's a fantastic area to ride in.
It really is.
So people want to sign up. How can they do that?
Okay, great. The Facebook page is kind of our center of operations. So Facebook, Red Mill Retro Ride.
Okay.
You can, right there, there's a button that says sign up. It'll take you to Eventbrite. Or you can look us up on Eventbrite. It's 2019 Red Mill Retro Ride.
Okay.
And you sign up from there. We do need everyone to sign up on Eventbrite because there's waivers and information that need to be signed off. We want to make sure we abide by New Jersey law, especially the helmet law,
right?
Which means if you are under 17, you absolutely have to have a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
We can't let you ride with us if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And over 17, it's your choice.
Yeah.
And we're going to stick by that, but you have to sign off that you've got that.
I would encourage everybody, though, to wear a helmet no matter what. I've seen my fair share of people go down, and it's a good thing they were wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
You never know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The pricing is until the 18th. So until the 17th, pricing is $20 for each individual rider.
Mm-hmm.
We have a group discount. For 6 or more riders, we will do a 20% discount, which means if you have 6 riders, you're paying for 5 and getting one free.
Okay.
And then everyone after that is still 20% off.
Mm-hmm.
So we really wanted to do that because we wanted to encourage teams and organizations and clubs and businesses to put together a team to ride, dress alike, do some team spirit things. It is a vintage bike ride. We certainly would encourage vintage bikes and vintage costumes if that's what you want, but it's not required.
Yeah.
Just bring ride whatever you're comfortable with, wear what you want to wear.
Mm-hmm.
You can decorate your bike. We have awards for decorated bikes and Team Unity and Best Mustache, actually, Mark. I mean, you could be in the running.
There you go.
So on the day of, there is the prices will be $25 per individual rider, and there's no group. registration.
Okay.
We did have to cap the number of riders that we can do based on how many volunteers we have to provide the support.
Okay.
So, you know, we're about 3 weeks out. I would say it's time to buy your tickets so that we, you know, before we reach the cap.
Sure. And people can still volunteer to help out with this, I'm guessing?
Absolutely. Okay. And volunteers ride free, and they're still eligible for all of the awards.
There you go. There you go. Fantastic. Now, this is based on, I was looking at the notes here, the London and Philly Tweed Rides.
Yes.
What's the brief history of the London and Philly Tweed Rides?
Wow. Well, I know.
Sounds fancy.
It actually was, I was recovering from a broken ankle and sitting on the couch with my foot up, you know, literally not allowed to put my foot down for the first few weeks and just poring over pictures on Facebook. On Pinterest of bicycles because I was missing my bicycle so much.
Sure.
And saw these pictures of people dressed in vintage costumes and riding classic Raleigh Dutch bikes, you know, tourists and stuff, and realized it was all from this event, the London Tweed Ride, and started to read about it. That's actually how I ended up at the Red Mill going, we should have a Tweed Ride, you know.
There you go.
So Philadelphia does it as well. Okay. And basically it's a slow ride. It's not a race. It's to show off your bike and to have a whole bunch of people together who like their bikes all together. It can stop traffic when you have a bunch of people on bikes all together, all dressed up.
Sure.
So it's a way to kind of say, hey, here we are. And I think it gets a lot of attention for the town of Clinton, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a great way to definitely broadcast, you know.
How charming Clinton is.
That's a great word, Robbie Lynn. Charming.
Yeah.
Very charming. You know, from the cycling side of things, maybe you've used to cycle and you haven't dusted off your bicycle in a while and you want to ease into it. You know, you don't want to do a 20-mile ride or a 30-mile ride. This 5-mile retro ride is perfect for you. Maybe you've been thinking about buying a bicycle and getting into cycling because you haven't done it ever. Or if you're like me in 25 years before I got on a bike again, this is a great ride for you to do this. It's great community thing too, but there's something about the bond of cyclists too. You know, when we found out over tea earlier and that we had this shared passion and like you broke your ankle, I had torn my Achilles.
Right.
So we both were kind of pining to get back into on our bicycles and everything too. So, and the you know since my injury, I think I shared with you the way it's looking is the retro ride might be my first actual ride since I had ruptured that Achilles and get back on there because what a better way to do it. So
yeah,
we get to see. Jenny's watching. Hi, Jenny. So. Talking about that before I move on, I know you had said, I wrote it big up here, you wanted to talk about the people who are sponsoring the Retro Ride. And without them, they are super important people. So go for it. Let's broadcast some, let's get some customers for some people.
Absolutely. Well, we always have Hunterdon Healthcare to thank. They were absolutely our anchor sponsor last year and our anchor sponsor again this year. I might have heard a rumor that they are fielding a team. So I hope they do. And it may actually involve a group of people at Hunterdon Healthcare that I know. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Okay.
And then I know that Max Challenge, who came in and was a huge sponsor for us last year, and it was Max Challenge's first community event when they first moved into Clinton.
I remember.
We were so excited to have you, and you're right up. The second I called, it was like, yes, we're going to do it again.
Yeah.
And giving away Max Challenge water bottles to all of the riders.
Yeah.
Velocity Cycling Studio, like I mentioned before, absolutely was with us last year and back again with us this year and giving away as well. These are our key sponsors. And then we have award sponsors who are sponsoring the individual some of the individual awards, including Get a Grip and More in Washington, New Jersey.
There you go.
Michelle Hyde and Associates in Clinton. Vicki Healy, of course, Properties in Clinton.
Amy.
And Chic Cycles. and we actually do have a few more sponsorship opportunities available. Okay. So if someone is hearing this and saying, you know, this sounds like something that my customers would think was cool if I got involved with, just send us an email or go on the Facebook page and send me a message and we can tell you what we've got available.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And again, to support the community and be a part of this, it's a good place to have a table and a tent.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Hey, Janet, good to see you. The awards, I was reading the list of awards while you were speaking because they're so cute. They really are cute vintage style awards. We have Most Charming Picnic Spread.
Of course.
Superlative Vintage Bicycle. The Cleverest Decorated Bicycle. You got that, clever people watching?
That's right.
The Most Dapper Gent. I don't know if I would be able to do that one. The Most Smartly Attired Lady. I feel like I should have an English accent while I'm reading this. The Most Elegant Couple. Most Magnificent Lady's Hat. The Most Magnificent Mustache or Beard. Team Unity Award. The Most Elegantly Attired Team. The Sweetest Ride of All. Sounds like a song. And the Retro Ride Spirit Award. I mean, those are great little awards, I'm telling you. That's fantastic. Yeah.
And we just so happen to have a group of us that actually handmade all of the rosettes. So the awards are handmade with love.
Look at that. Oh, and speaking of handmade, let's go into this. We were talking about the cornhole game.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
so let's touch on that.
I didn't even mention that.
Let's go for that. And before we even get started, because I don't want to forget, because we all have this adoration for Kim, okay? And hopefully she'll get to look at this. Kim Pressions, Kim from Kim Pressions.
Yes, Mulligan.
Kim Mulligan. I'm going to actually hold this up in a minute. I'm going to get up there and hold this up so everybody can see it. She's donating this custom-made and painted cornhole game.
Yes.
The amazing Lauren Edelstein gave my wife and I a beautiful handmade sign from Kim Pressions for our bridal shower with our name on it and our wedding date on it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm talking too much. You talk about Kim Pressions for a second. I'm going to stand up, take my headphones off, and show everybody this.
Okay, okay. So in addition to Market Space vendor events, which will have all the handcrafted vendors, including Kim Pressions, who will be there, we are having the Hunterdon County Cornhole League, who is going to do a tournament for cash prizes on the property in the afternoon. So we actually worked with Kim to have her design a hand-painted custom Red Mill cornhole board set regulation. She just finished it. I'm about to take pictures of it to post on Facebook for the next couple of days. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
It really is. Kim actually just put some of her hand-painted Clinton-themed work at the Red Mill gift shop. So, and I know she also has it at the Visit Clinton shop. Mm-hmm. She had it at Christmas time. I think she still has some there. But her designs with the mill, I mean, when I remember, I actually own one that says home is where the mill is, with the mill being the letter O. Because that's exactly how I feel. But I had her add a bicycle to it. So
it's funny. The bicycles, they sneak into everything when you're a passionate person. And you know, my wife indulged me for our cake topper, which was actually a solid plastic piece. And it had a bicycle built for two. And we like bird watching. So there was two little birds sitting on the saddle.
That's really cute.
And I hope she doesn't get mad at me. There was words inside the wheels. I think it said, "We do," something like that,
really
too.
Cute.
So that was our cake topper. Cycling sneaks into just about everything there. So
yeah, it does.
Thank you for sharing that, by the way. And that's such a great piece there. And you can win. You can win.
Yeah, I think we're going to do, it's just on the day of the event, at the event that we're selling the tickets. We're going to raffle it that day, $10 a raffle ticket. Yeah. So it's just an extra cool thing.
Yeah.
So
it is. It is. So when we were talking about the passion for cycling, it seems like Robbie Lynn and I got into cycling for similar reasons. You know, it was interesting because I didn't share this with you earlier, but you know, my first bicycle, because I had this crazy idea. I was like, okay, I'm living in Clinton now. I don't want to drive to go to the post office. I'll get a bicycle.
Right.
So I went to a local big box store and bought one of those $90 bicycles. And about 2 weeks into it, I realized I need something better.
Yep.
And that's when I'll give a shout out to Clinton Bike Shop, Gardner and Rachel. You know, they've helped support us in a couple of ways too.
They are actually going to be offering some support on at Retro Ride.
Oh, too. Nice. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, you know, I got this Trek mountain bike, and that was it. It was love after that, yeah. And then. You know, it's funny because you were talking about how Lansdowne used to be a railway thing. And I mentioned to you I did that 5-day ride from New York City to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
It was 300 miles. The charity that I was personally, because it was like an umbrella organization, was Rails to Trails.
I love that.
Yeah, Rails to Trails does a lot of great work, not just in the state of New Jersey, but
yeah, the whole country.
All over the place. But the Columbia Trail used to be... a railroad, used to have railroad tracks there too. Hi, Gina. Hi, Renee. And if you've never been to the Columbia Trail, you're missing out. I'm going to say that right now. But they have that little picture thing there. Remember the railroad disaster, the crash?
Yes, yes.
So they have this beautiful metal bridge now that goes over the stream, the river there. But many, many years ago, I don't even know what it was, there was a railroad accident up there. So there's this picture of the locomotive basically hanging off into the stream. So, but aside from the physical benefits, and obviously, folks, if you haven't figured it out, it's good to be physically active and it's good to exercise, no matter if you have goals or not, just the human body's designed to be active. Share with us what cycling means to Robbie Lynn. What is it about cycling, not just the physical part of it, that makes it so passionate for you?
Well, I think, first of all, I have 4 grandchildren that I just am desperately in love with, but I've only ever written poetry about riding my bike.
That's awesome. So, I love that. I so love that.
there's the obvious benefits that I think most exercise does, but it's really true. It doesn't take, you know, 20 miles a day in spandex to realize the benefits of sleeping better and having clearer thoughts and being physically stronger.
Sure.
And your body metabolizing food better.
Yeah.
Just your skin is clearer. I mean, there's so many benefits to exercising aside from whether you lose weight, you know.
100%,
but
yeah.
In addition to that, there's absolutely an emotional and spiritual well-being that just kind of kicks up when you're riding.
Mm-hmm.
For me, whether I'm thinking about it or not, as I'm riding along, I start to be filled with gratitude.
Mm.
And part of it is having been sick and not being able to do much and recovering.
Sure.
But just being like, thank you, God, that my muscles work and my bones, my joints work.
Yeah.
And that this place is beautiful. And honestly, a bicycle is an amazing machine and it just clicks along, you know, there's just a rhythm to it. So I find myself just so filled with gratitude that I just start praying out of gratitude just as I'm riding. So there's really a spiritual element to it for me.
Absolutely, I agree.
And then absolutely emotional. Yeah. My husband and I ride together when he's home frequently during the safe riding season in New Jersey during the summer. And we have a route we take at Spruce Run. We go together. We go to Spruce Run and do this whole route so we can stop at a picnic table at a certain cove at Spruce Run. And we stop and pray together and have just, you know, have a date night. That's our date night, is this bike ride and pray together and then finish the ride. And it's so precious.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, and then I totally got distracted for a second there when you were talking about it's a meditative thing for me.
Yeah.
That when you go along, and I remember what I was going to say, but once you get into the groove,
the rhythm,
everything just kind of goes to the back,
mm-hmm.
and you can clear your mind completely.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I loved about cycling too, and my wonderful wife was able to experience this last year before I got hurt, is you are able to find places and explore places that you might never, ever find. I have been so lucky and blessed to see some really incredible things by myself.
Yes.
No pictures, just up in here. But we were down by Washington Crossing, and we went off the path, the Delaware, the D&E.
Okay.
And we found this old church with this old graveyard. And we went exploring into it. And then we found people who lived along the Delaware River who started putting up little statues and flower beds. Incredible sight. You would never notice
it. You can't see from the road.
If you just stayed on the path. Yeah. So you get off that path and you come around. And it just was an amazing experience.
And that's a metaphor for life, right?
100%. I mean,
that's the best part.
You read my mind. You read my mind on that one. It definitely is a great one. So I'm actually over time. I got to go take a commercial break here. We got to pay the bills. We'll be right back. We'll talk a little bit more about Chic Cycles, too. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Write it down. Call us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we're back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Jumping right back into things because while we're doing the commercials, Robbie Lynn and I are talking about what we forgot to talk about. So the first thing was the windows.
Yes.
Let's chat about that.
The Retro Ride is sponsoring a storefront window display contest mm-hmm. with the merchants of Clinton. Mm-hmm. So we're encouraging a bicycle or picnic-themed storefront or window. We'll have a Facebook poll set up on our Facebook page okay. so people can vote what their favorite window display is. So the merchants should be setting up their windows and storefronts over the next week or so, and then the poll and pictures of that will start okay. showing up on our Facebook page. Clinton Town and the Red Mill and the museum, it's all one big package. Mm-hmm. You know, the Guild of Clinton yes. makes it all work. Yeah. All those people working together yeah. makes it charming.
Absolutely.
So having them be a part of what we're doing by doing this contest was yeah. really important to us.
Yeah, and I would just do a shameless plug and just say if you're doing the Retro Ride, when it's all done, walk up and down Main Street, walk into some stores. Vote for some favorites and support your local businesses. These yeah. are your neighbors and their families, and there's an amazing plethora of unique items that are sold on Main Street.
Absolutely.
The next thing, for people who want to come to the Retro Ride who are not riding – there is a, they can still get in to go see the artisan craft tables and things too, of course.
Absolutely. The ride is, you know, in the morning we're leaving for the ride and then we'll be back by about noontime. But the market space vendor events will have their artisans on site from 10 until 4.
Okay.
Fantastic group. They were with us for our Festival of Trees, the first day of Dickens Days last year. And beautiful, amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Some really great people are going to be there. And, you know, it's all handcrafted, so people working hard right now to get ready for it.
Cool.
And then in addition to that, we've got the cornhole tournament going on in the afternoon. It's bring your own wine or beer. You can bring that to the property. It won't be for sale.
Right.
There will be a couple of food trucks on the property, but there's lots of great places to get
food. So wait, you can drink and throw things.
You can drink and throw things. As long ride bicycles.
And ride bicycles. That's crazy.
Absolutely.
I love it. That's a day.
Absolutely. So we have picnic tables. Come and picnic. We actually will give an award for the cutest picnic. Yeah. So if that's your thing, you can do that. But, you know, come and spend the day on the property. It is $10 admission. It's the same as regular admission to the mill.
Sure.
We'll also have our blacksmith on site doing demonstrations, and we will have some guided tours of the mill. So it's like a regular visit to the mill, but way more to do.
Oh, man. Super special. You know, Paul and everybody over at the Red Mill are so super special. We just had our Max Day of Giving, and you know, they had given us the grounds to use, and they were so supportive.
Beautiful there.
Fantastic there. Robbie Lynn was also making a good point. You do not have to be fit to start riding a bicycle.
Yeah. I think for me, in restoring, I mostly focus on women's bicycles. Cute bikes, pretty colors, always have a basket. What I feel like is I am my customer. I'm not a typical cyclist. I'm never going to be comfortable in spandex, I don't think, even if I ever do a century ride, you know. I'm older, my joints are older, you know, and so I have learned how to get on my bike so it doesn't hurt, you know, there's a way to do it. It's not the same as when I was 12 and I could throw my leg over the back,
Heck yeah.
But I think you can, just like you did, you can start with a Walmart bike or, you know, a big box store bike and, start riding.
Yeah.
You don't have to invest, you know, hundreds of dollars to start, and you will fall in love with it.
Oh yeah.
And if you, it's not hard on your joints. So if you've got joint issues, you're not pounding on your joints.
Yeah.
When you're actually physically riding, the actual balancing means it's a full body workout.
Sure is.
Your whole body, all your muscles are involved.
Yeah.
And then the emotional and the sense of well-being and the ability to sleep better.
Yeah.
If you're struggling with insomnia or depression, a bike ride, you know, it's not just an expression. It genuinely makes a difference.
It does.
So, yeah, you don't have to be fit and already there
100%.
To start riding.
Agreed. I got to give a shout out to Rick. Miss you in class, buddy. Hope you're feeling better. And our recent challenge winner, Jennifer, is watching. Boom. Also, one thing I noticed, too, is that with riding bicycles, if you have lower back pains, and I'm no doctor, but that constant rocking motion of your lower lumbar and your hips and your pelvis can actually strengthen your lower back muscles. So before we run out of time, I told you I was going to, I'm all about shameless promotion and things like this. Chic Cycles. You do this by appointment, right? How would people get a hold of you if they want to buy one of your bikes or talk to you about buying one of your bikes, whatever it is? Give everybody your contact info.
Okay. I do have a website. It's chiccycles.com. That's C-H-I-C, cycles.com. You can send me an email at chiccycles@gmail.com, and I have a Facebook page as well. Of course, you can find me on the Red Mill Retro Ride Facebook page as well. I restore one bike at a time, and when it's ready, it's ready. And then I post it for sale. And I find it's easier because then I can just be as creative as I want. So I don't take orders, and I don't restore other people's bikes because at the moment I have 100 bikes of my own to try to restore.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So,
and you're going to have some of these at the Retro Ride to display also, too.
Some of my personal collection, of course, I'm in love with the history of bicycles as well, and I have a collection of some cool and rare women's bikes. So we'll definitely have some of those spread around the property for people to see. We'll have an area of parking for bikes. So once everyone who's ridden parks their bike to enjoy the rest of the event, there's a bike display sitting right there anyway.
There you go. There you go. Fantastic. I love it. I love it. I love it. Perfect. Right on time. Robbie Lynn. Thank you. I'm clapping it up for Robbie Lynn here. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for sharing your passion, our shared passion with this. Yeah. It's wonderful. You know, we'll probably have to do this again sometime because there's so many things we could just talk about. So
absolutely. And thank you to Max Challenge, you know.
No, our pleasure. Totally our pleasure. So listen, if you want to sign up, okay, for this retro ride that is coming up on May 18th, you need to do it today, okay? They need to take account. They need to know how many volunteers. And it's a ridiculously low price. I mean, there's other bike rides out there that cost a heck of a lot more than that. Go check out their Facebook page, their webpage. Oh, sorry. What was that?
It's to save the wheel. It is a fundraiser.
It's for
to
save
restore
the wheel.
And I forgot to add that.
That's super important, too. Yeah. Super important. Right now, the Red Mill wheel is not operating. It needs repair. And it's a piece of history, and like you said, it's an amazing machine. So anyway, I'll be back next week. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our jumpstart, our summer jumpstart's coming up. You're going to want to call us at 908-627-7020. Message us on Facebook, the amazing Ron Adelstein, or myself. We will talk to you. Whatever your fitness goals are, the Max Challenge of Clinton, I promise you, you will have fun getting to them, and we will make sure you have everything you need to succeed. All right? My name is Mark. I will see you next week. Remember, take it to the max. Boom.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's top law enforcement officer is testifying about the Mueller report on Capitol Hill. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Democrats saying that Barr mischaracterized the conclusions when he delivered a four-page summary to Congress a few weeks ago. But during a Senate hearing today, Barr said he was as surprised as Democrats were that Mueller did not reach a conclusion when it came to obstruction of justice.
The report recounts 10 episodes and discusses potential legal theories for connecting the president's actions to elements of obstruction offenses.
Tristan Terrell is being charged with 2 counts of murder and 4 counts of attempted murder. Late Tuesday afternoon, Terrell allegedly walked into a building on the UNC Charlotte campus and shot 6 people, killing 2 of them and injuring 4. No word on the motive for the attack. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
2 Indiana judges are in stable condition after they were shot in a downtown Indianapolis White Castle parking lot early Wednesday morning. Detectives say the 2 judges were shot after an argument started in the parking lot and there is no evidence that they were targeted. Violence in the streets continues in Venezuela as opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for a military uprising against President Nicolas Maduro. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
At the White House, aides are now openly calling on high-ranking officials in the Venezuelan government to join the opposition.
We want, as our principal objective,
the peaceful transfer of power.
But White House National Security Advisor John Bolton has a warning for the leader.
Nicolas Maduro and those supporting him, particularly those who are not Venezuelan, should know is all options are on the table.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Maduro was on a plane and ready to leave the country for Cuba, but he was talked out of it by Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Senator Bernie Sanders is calling on Disney to use profits from its Avengers Endgame record-breaking opening weekend to pay its employees a middle-class wage. Mandy Dupler, senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union, reacts to Sanders' comments.
Bernie Sanders has never seen a success story he doesn't want to immediately dismantle, right? I mean, that's my reaction to what Bernie has to say here. Let's consider the facts. Disney employs over 200,000